Hello.
Hey, John, it's Jerome at CBA. How are you?
At where?
CBA. You had spoken to our associate, Zach, a few months back. I don't know if you recall or not. It was in concerning 9608 Poindexter Road.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, sir. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, fine. This is okay.
Okay, got you. I saw that you guys had spoke prior about that property, but just wanted to, I guess, you know, reach back out and see where you were at in the status, whether you were still looking to sell. And I know he mentioned that you had a few others that you were inquiring about, but I don't know if the timing was right back then.
Well, Poindexter Road is still available. Price is $80,000.
Got you. And if and
I think Zach was offering 40 or something like 36. I forget.
Got you. Point. And if you could remind me, I guess, the details about that property, Zach is no longer with us, but he unfortunately didn't write down certain notes that should have been.
Well, it's a 5-acre lot. It has a 2-story farmhouse on it. The farmhouse probably needs a considerable amount of work. I don't know, to bring it up to modern standards. I haven't been inside in 15 years, 10 years, 15.
Got you.
So I can't really speak to it.
Was it a brick structure or was it a...
No, it's wood.
Wood, okay, got you. And
Probably from the 1930s.
Got you. And I know you said you haven't been there in years, but had anyone been inside or lived there in years?
I suspect that squatters have moved in. I'm going to go talk to the sheriff's department there in Louisa County about it, getting them out. I understand Virginia has recently passed a new law about getting squatters out of property to make it much easier.
Got you. Well, that's good. That's definitely good to get to hear about that. And with that property, you were looking for $80,000 for it. And I'm just doing my due diligence here.
It's well located. It's fairly convenient to Interstate 64 and about 20 miles from the city of Charlottesville, where lots of people work and study.
Got you. And I guess, how did you come to acquire the property, or how long have you owned it?
Oh, probably 25, 28 years, something like that.
Got
it. I used to own and operate the radio station in Louisa County, Virginia.
Oh, awesome.
And at one time I hired a young high school student to work the automation equipment or to run the control board during the high school football broadcast or baseball broadcast.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
Okay. And she lived in that house with her family. And suddenly they had reason to move somewhere for a job. I don't remember the reason.
Uh-huh.
And so they were looking to sell it, and it seemed to me that it was an inexpensive price, so I bought it.
Oh, okay.
And then not too long after that, well, maybe even while this was going on, I'd gotten a good offer from a group of people in Orange, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
that had the good fortune of selling their frequency in Orange to somebody who could make I don't know, a 50,000 watt FM station with it in Richmond, in the Richmond market.
Got you.
And of course, it was a no-brainer. Trade that frequency in Orange for say $1 million, say.
Okay, well.
Awesome. So then they came looking for a station, and they bought the stations in Culpeper and Louisa, and kept their AM in Orange, and they're now called Piedmont Communications, and I hope they're making millions of dollars, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
And I had come to the end of my rope in small town radio, because about that time, the 1990s, there was a Walmart going up 25 miles in every direction from Louisa, a Lowe's, and a Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And so the two car dealerships in Louisa shut down. The hardware stores went from two to one.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have much advertising basis anymore.
Understood.
So it was time for me to get out, and I did. And I took a job in the airline industry.
Got you. Well,
but I still go back to Louisa every week or so. I keep a post office box there.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's good. That's good you get to go
It's
back.
A nice town if you've ever been there.
Yeah. No, I definitely have been to Louisa. I have. It is a nice place. I have a few family members out there myself, so yeah, I've been there a good bit. No, but that's awesome to stay here. You have an awesome story, I'm telling you. And kudos to you. You know, I mean, local radio, it sounds awesome, but I'm sure there are hiccups. So you had the sense to get out when you did. So that is awesome.
Yeah, I was getting tired of living on peanut butter and McDonald's hamburgers.
Yeah.
Because occasionally, back then, the electric company was called Virginia Power.
Yep.
And they had a regional office in Orange where you could go and pay your bill. And so one time, or maybe twice, the Virginia Power truck would drive down our little driveway. And I would say, I was known as Dave Michaels. And they said, Dave, if we don't get $300 by 2 p.m., I've got an order to shut you off. Well, I couldn't let that happen, so I'd go out and quickly try to collect some money from an advertiser and drive over to Orange. Many of our advertisers were in Orange, so it wasn't a wasted trip. So anyway, that was how life was toward the end.
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I definitely can. And I get it. I do get it. Trust me, I do. But with this property...
Sorry, give you a nice...
Go ahead.
A nice 5 acres, right, and I guess 100 yards from the intersection of the two highways west of Louisa, 33 going over toward Gordonsville, and 22 heading straight west to Albemarle County and Charlottesville.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go about 10 miles south, you're on Interstate 64 and Zion Crossroads, which is really growing up.
Got you. No,
so,
definitely.
I would say, given what I know of Louisa County, it's a privileged location. And I may get interested in it again and try to realize its potential. But
yeah,
if you want to do that, we can get together next week, check for $80,000, and we'll sign it over to you.
Yeah. No, I definitely hear you, man. I definitely do. Had you gotten any offers on the piece of property at all beforehand?
Oh, I don't know. People call me up about it all the time. There was a girl calling from California. What was her name? Abby.
And what, I mean.
And sometimes I answer the calls and sometimes I don't.
Yeah, I get it. I do. I definitely do. What stopped you from, I guess, going with Abby's number or taking
it? Oh, I don't know. I was, when I picked up her call, I was traveling on Amtrak between San Francisco and Los Angeles. So I was sitting there with not much to do. And she said they would call back. Now I'm back here in Annandale, Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And if the phone rings at a convenient moment, I'll answer it. But I'm not under any rush to sell.
Gotcha.
Louisa County is developing. Amazon's putting some kind of data center there.
Mm-hmm.
Louisa County has the North Anna Nuclear Power Station. That's source of inexpensive electric power. So,
no, definitely.
Things can only move in that direction.
Got you. No, I definitely understand that. And, you know, just from looking at general information about the property, it looks like it was assessed for a little under what you were asking. I'm assuming you're wanting retail for the property itself, correct?
Yeah, I decided that's what it's worth to me to get rid of it right now, irrespective of any county assessment.
Got you. With that being said, have you considered listing it or fixing it up to list?
Not recently, but you know, that's a step, you know, would be logical to take. If a little further down the road, I want to do that.
Makes sense.
I'm gonna get the sheriff busy on the whoever's living there.
Yeah, no, that is step number one for sure. For sure. And how long have you been trying to sell this thing?
Well, I haven't been trying. People have been calling me up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured out what it was worth to me to not worry about it anymore and to give up any future potential on it. And I came up with
$80,000. Gotcha.
So now it's a nice round number. And I've got another little house there on 2233. I think it's about a mile from this one toward Louisa. And I'll fix it up enough to be a headquarters in Louisa. It doesn't have water service. It's a curious thing. But it's right on the railroad track, and I like to watch the train go by when it goes by.
Got you.
Needs a little TLC, $80,000. Probably $20,000 would give it the TLC it needs.
$20,000. Any idea how much it is to get water out there?
Well, I would. Well, you'd have to put a well in, and a lot is sort of a wedge shape between the railroad and Route 2233, Louisa Road. And, you know, given what regulations are these days, I don't know whether there's even enough space for a well. Probably, you know, I haven't looked into it. It used to get its water from the property next door. They were all owned by the same family.
Gotcha.
And then the old folks died off, and the house was just sort of semi-abandoned. And I bought it, I don't know, $10,000, $20,000. And it's got The new owners of WLSA FM 105 Country in Louisa, they didn't want the record library. They didn't want a lot of the equipment. They just wanted the frequency. They put in a microwave system from Orange to the tower and to the transmitter in Louisa, and tore down what had been our studio, bulldozed it, and filled it in. And so this little house has all that stuff. I moved it in there. But it's not worth a dime now. Who wants 33 and a third records of country, old country and bluegrass?
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's sitting there.
Needs a little TLC. Maybe put down a driveway, because I got stuck in the front yard one time in the mud.
Oh man. I've been through that many a time. It's never fun. Never fun. But were you open to receiving offers or to letting go of that property as well? Or were you wanting to hold on to that one?
Well, for the moment, I want to hold on to it. I'm not prepared to move that stuff or even to go through and evaluate it. And I tackled the back porch a couple of visits to Louisa. And carried off some stuff, you know. And there's a lot there to be taken to the trash. There's probably a pretty good stack somewhere of Wall Street Journal from 2004. I used to subscribe to it. Never could get around to them, so I just let them stack up, and probably we just moved them with everything else that was in the offices of the radio station.
Got you.
No, had a couple of buddies that helped me with a pickup truck, and we got that place cleaned out in time. It's now known as WOJL-FM, and they've still 105.5, and they retransmit something, a package called SAM-FM, which they broadcast Sam FM's commercials, and then they get a little window to insert their own commercials.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That definitely makes sense. Well, and was there any...
Tell me your name again.
My name's Jerome Pratt.
Jerome, okay.
Yep. I'm with CVA Homes. We're located in Ashland, Virginia.
Ashland, okay.
Yep, right outside of Richmond. And like I said, we're...
Is that where the...
Go ahead.
Richmond, Fredericksburg, and Potomac Railroad runs right down the main street. Is that Ashland?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it does. So I'm sure
picturesque.
Yeah. It is a nice area. It's very serene, calm. People are nice, so kind of like Louisa in a way.
I think that Ashland used to have an AM station.
I'm sure they did at some point.
Yeah.
I'm definitely sure of that one. But just wanted to, I guess, get back on the same page, you know, where Zach left off. And between those two properties, what was the address of the one that you were describing? I know you're not ready at this time, but...
I don't know. It would be like a... I suppose you could call it two bedrooms. It, you know, once again, an older place. It was 17 or 18,000 something Louisa Road. If you look at Google Maps, look where, come west of Louisa, get to Kent's Mill Road, continue west about 200 yards, and you'll see that the railroad begins to diverge a little bit from the highway, Route 33. And it's right in that triangle. It's a little rectangular house.
Okay. Got you.
You've got all those resources. I know you can look at everything almost instantaneously.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'll do my due diligence for sure. And concerning 9608, I know just because we do buy properties as is, it would be a little hard to get to the full retail value of the property, because we do have an investment firm that you know, goes into, of course, we're looking for things that help everyone involved. So, you know, you make a profit off of it, and we strive to as well, you know, but we just, of course, want to get to a place where you're happy in the number that it settled on. So was there any wiggle room within the 80 that you were you were quoting for 9608?
Oh, a couple of thousand, but I'm not gonna go, not right now. Maybe in a year or something, I see what the situation is there, and I've worked on it or not, then we'll see.
Got you. Definitely understood.
Yeah, you be transparent. Take a look out there, drive out. They say it's a really nice restaurant. I haven't eaten there on Main Street in Louisa, next to the old Ace Hardware, a restaurant called Obrigados.
Mm-hmm.
Which Obrigado is thank you or gracias in Portuguese. I don't know why it's named that, but they say it's a restaurant that draws all the Lake Anna people. So if you're ever out there, you can drop in. Or, you know, Louisa's even got a Sheetz station now on Main Street. That was one of a big improvement for Louisa, was the Sheetz station.
Wow.
Open 24 hours a day, clean restrooms, and, you know, a nice selection of carry-out food. So
yeah,
progress
no,
comes slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. For
yeah.
For sure.
Okay, Jerome, well, you continue thinking about it and have a nice afternoon there in Ashland. You hear the train coming down there? Just think about it.
Well, awesome. Definitely will do. And you as well. You as well, John.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. You as well.
We'll be in touch.
All right. Will do.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.